The race to find a cure for COVID is on. Health experts believe we may have to wait until next year for a vaccine, but that isn't deterring the Trump administration. Hear why the White House today is vowing to have something ready to stick in your arm by October. And later, with police brutality on the rise, many cities are looking for new ways to reform and retrain their officers. We'll take a look inside one police department in Southern California that's being made to look more like the community it terrorizes. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price. And this is The Topical. We're about to inject you with your daily dose of the news, and if you'd prefer it not be rectal, then I'd suggest you stick around after the break. Back in a moment. When will there be a vaccine? That's been the question on everyone's mind since the start of the coronavirus pandemic, and today we may finally have a clearer picture of the timeline. Yesterday, President Trump vowed to definitely have something to stick in your arm soon and has ordered the rollout of some kind of sharp, pointy medicine thing that will poke you by the end of October at the latest. Here's CDC Deputy Director Ann Schuchat on the White House's promise.
Thanks to our nation's doctors being at the forefront of medical and scientific research and our American ingenuity, the U.S. will be the first country to distribute a stabby, pointy pain vial thingy designed to be jabbed directly into patients' muscle or skin or something, and it will have some effect on your body, either good or bad.
Joining us now with more is OPR health correspondent Jenna Resnick. So Jenna, it sounds like something that at least resembles a vaccine could be on the horizon. Exactly which phase of the process is it in?
Well, as of right now, Leslie, we really don't know very much. But what we do know is this. President Trump has guaranteed that all Americans will get stuck with something in their arm by Election Day. Now, so far, Pfizer, Moderna, and AstraZeneca have all been able to develop some very promising poking methods that are extremely sharp, long, and wet. Take a listen.
After 10 long months, we know Americans are ready and excited to get stabbed. Soon, people just like you and me will be able to go to a pharmacy, sit down, pay money, and get stabbed through the skin with a vial of goo in a very painful way.
Well, I gotta say, that can't come soon enough. But I have to admit, Jenna, I really wasn't expecting to get stabbed by our government until 2021 at the earliest.
That's right. Some were even estimating 2024 as a more realistic time frame for having a stranger in scrubs inject healing juices into your veins. But according to the CDC, even with the accelerated schedule, early trials are going well. So far, the devices have been very effective at going into and out of arms, as well as shooting the liquid, which has been amply moist. They are, however, still trying to work out some of the, quote, pesky and deadly side effects. But that's not going to stop them from rolling this thing out in Walgreens and CVS pharmacies across the country as soon as possible.
Oh, Walgreens. That's where I buy my little bottles of orange juice and large fish oil pills every morning, so you can count me in. But Jenna, I have to assume people are going to be pretty excited to have their skin punctured once it's available, and personally, I'd rather endanger everyone around me or even die myself rather than wait in line longer than 15 seconds. How does the government plan to roll this out in a way that meets the high demand?
Well, it's certainly going to be difficult, but the plan as of now is to prioritize suburban patients who are also undecided voters. The White House also wants to focus on high-risk patients, like the elderly, particularly in blue states, and is planning to stab them all in the neck. Presumably so the serum can get to their brain faster.
Interesting tactic, and how much is it going to cost?
Well, while there had certainly been talk of it being no cost to patients, the price has actually yet to be set, according to the CDC. So far, they've estimated it could cost either $10, $500, or even $100,000, depending on how desperate we get.
A small price to pay for a vaccine that may or may not work. Thanks, Jenna. When it comes out, I'll be first in line. Otherwise, I'm not getting it. I'm a busy man. Anyway, that's OPR's Jenna Resnick. Back in a moment.
In 2007, TV network CBS dropped 40 kids in the middle of the New Mexico desert as part of a brand new reality show. These kids would have to build their own society from scratch. And if this sounds like Lord of the Flies to you, well, it was meant to.
We were on this mission together. We were going to prove to the world that we could make a better society than adults could.
I'm Josh Gwynn, and I want to know what this wild TV experiment was really about. Split Screen, Kid Nation, a six-part podcast from CBC. Available now.
You know, even with a vaccine, I'm still not sure if I'll ever feel quite comfortable enough to go back to a restaurant again and hide in the big garbage can in the kitchen so that when the waitstaff clears off the food left behind on people's plates, it lands right into my open mouth, allowing me to eat a free meal with the people working at the restaurant being none the wiser. But who knows? Maybe one day we'll be able to get back to some sense of normalcy. Anyway, here's what else you need to know today. The far-right conspiracy theory dubbed QAnon has gained an alarming amount of traction in the lead-up to this year's presidential election, and today we may have more of an understanding as to why. A new psychological study published this morning has found that the appeal of QAnon can be attributed largely to it being 100% true. Top psychiatric researchers have concluded that when a certain type of person is presented with theories that our government is secretly run by a cabal of Satan-worshipping pedophiles, they will have a tendency to believe these claims due to the fact that they're totally real and absolutely can be backed up with hard, undeniable evidence if you just read between the lines. Interesting. I may have to dive into my Facebook feed and do a little research on this for myself. And big news for bird lovers today, as ornithologists from the University of Rhode Island have been awarded a $10 million grant to research whether that big bird up there is a hawk. Researchers are hopeful that this newly secured funding will help them ascertain whether the bird in question is indeed a hawk and not some kind of eagle or possibly even a falcon, and will allow them to expand their investigation by passing around the binoculars so they can all get a better look at that thing. And finally, as we near the end of the month, Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti has unveiled his plan to combat the city's growing homeless population brought on by the mass evictions plaguing his city. Mayor Garcetti announced today his administration stands committed to ensuring every Los Angelino has a roof over their head, and that he would personally be sending around some pretty reasonable Zillow listings to those in need. Sounds like a great plan. And if any homeless LA residents are listening, take my advice. If you see something you like on one of those listings, hop on it quick. Anything under $1 million usually gets scooped up pretty fast. And that's the topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. If you enjoyed today's episode, you can like and subscribe to the topical wherever you get your podcast. And you can now also sign up to become a member of the topical's Patreon. For as little as $5 a month, you'll get all kinds of exclusive news content and merchandise, including a topical sticker, which must be pretty exciting for all the children listening. And for all the adults, we also have a topical coffee mug available, which serves as a great way to hide the fact that you're drinking hard alcohol in the morning. So don't wait. Go sign up to become a patron now before you black out. And tomorrow on the topical, how has COVID-19 affected our nation's dentist? I sit down with mine to ask him how the pandemic has affected his practice while he also performs my root canal. Here's a clip. Oh boy, I'm still a little numb. All that and more tomorrow on the topical.